trading frequencies back and forth. They've got towns fighting with each other over frequencies, Lodi being one of them. Hang on a sec. And the bottom line being is that Bergen County is in real danger of losing all those frequencies because this trunk system just isn't on the air and the coordination people are taking it off. So the frequency is there. If and when the trunk system ever comes on, it'll probably be part of it. But as far as I know, I've heard things on there, but, you know, the Bergen County trunk system is vaporware, and my own gut feeling is from the people I've been talking to, it ain't going to happen.
Stuff also with regard to Monmouth County, they were looking for a digital system. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, a trunk system. They're going to put the fire with EMS on there, but that also went away.
Now, none of the towns in Bergen County have any interest in going to a trunk system. They do not want to relinquish their own frequencies. You know, Morris County did it, and Morris County seems to be working, but Bergen County is very, very political. So the bottom line being is that as the county approaches, you know, to give you an example, Lodi has had coverage problems for a long time on 154.74. So there were frequencies that were assigned to Oradell in Bergen County, and they got them, let's just say, by suggesting that they had a lot more users than they actually did. To get Lodi over on Bergen County's side to back the idea of a trunk system, Lodi writes a letter to the coordinator and says, well, we have this many users, and Oradell really doesn't have them. So what they do is they take frequencies from one town and give it to the other town, which is how Lodi flim-flammed the frequency they're on now up on UHF, and you've now got Lodi and Oradell that are at each other's throats. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now that tells me it ain't going to happen.
Sounds good, hopefully. We'll see what happens in the future. All right, I'll let you go with your original, what you wanted to say. Thanks for giving me the information. I'll go back to listening, and maybe next week I'll come back with some more stuff that could help people out with the fire department's story. K2ATF, back to you, Bob.
Okay, yeah, Charlie, I don't know if I'm next on the list, but go ahead.
Yeah, you're the next one.
Okay. I don't know if anybody watches Good Morning America, but I'm going to turn the clock back about a month or two, and I purchased a wireless backup camera for my car, and I believe it works on 1.2 gig. I'm really not sure of the frequency. I haven't taken the time to look into it, but it works pretty good. And what I've noticed is that this receiver, you know, kind of goes into a scanning mode, and I've been right sudden, I got a picture on there. And sometimes it's a doorway, and sometimes it's this, and so on. I said to a friend of mine who's down South Jersey, and he said, oh, yes, right down along Route 35, he said, there's a lot of these topless bars. And he said, most of them, he said, when you get near them, he said, all of a sudden, he said, there's cameras in the dressing rooms, and he said, all kind of interesting things on there. And, you know, I said, wow. So I figured out, okay, all these wireless cameras are probably working in the same band. This morning on Good Morning America, they actually had a news story about this. It's basically warning people, you know, that you buy a wireless camera to look at the baby or to use for surveillance. And are you aware that people that have these backup cameras in their cars that you can buy for like $60 in Costco can be watching your cameras? Very, very interesting. For $60, even if you don't use the backup camera, it's a very interesting wireless 12-volt LCD monitor that if you walk around the city, it's interesting what you can find. So, kind of a video scanner. Have you ever seen anything like this, Charlie?
Something sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't put my finger on it. You know it was going to come down to this at some point, Bob. The entire world is going video crazy. Every kid's got a video camera, and their parents don't even know what's being sent out on the internet. But my own daughter's doing that. But yeah, this is the next step. I'd love to see how this develops out further.
I have to look online, and if Good Morning America has video clips online, which they would probably do, I'll try to find a link to it and send it to you. But I found, a few things not really that interesting. You know, you're riding down the street, and all of a sudden you're looking at somebody's driveway or something like that. But along Route 35, there's at least three or four of these cameras. So I'm thinking I'm going to open up this receiver, and I want to see what kind of antenna's in there, and see if I can put some kind of an external antenna on it. With an external antenna, it's got to work a lot better. You can see it's definitely scanning through several channels. And then when it finds a camera, it locks onto it. But Costco is selling it for about $60, the LCD monitor with the receiver and the camera. And it works quite well for what it was designed. And then some. So I thought I'd mention that. A new way to scan the higher frequencies, but with video. WA2S2KIP.
And it's like the days of 49 megahertz baby monitors. Cranking back the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, I could get into stories about that and things I never realized that people on the block were into.
Well, going by the FCC rules, perfectly legal to listen to what comes across on your radio, though I know Congress pushed them to knock off a few different sub-bands. But hey, for your own personal enjoyment, just don't divulge what you hear, quote-unquote. Anyway, or in this case, with these new backup camera things, what you can see. Okay, let's see. Next one up for traffic I have is KQ2QKS.
Go ahead, Frank.
That's what it'll be.
N2NLB, good to hear you. I'm using that med mount that I purchased, and so the second time you told me that you're not getting me real good, I'm in the back of my house in my little computer room. So I guess I'm a little concerned about how it's working. I was reading in my manual that this F6 works with auto patch, and I'm just wondering, and one thing that it said is, and it's is that you need a code to get into the repeaters to be able to use auto patch. How's the best way to learn how to use auto patch in this area, and is it a worthwhile skill to have? Back to you and anybody else in the group who wants to kind of jump in and make a comment about that. I'd really appreciate that. Again, back to you.
Well, that's a ham radio thing, Frank, but in reality, I don't even know of any repeater in the city that does auto patch to connect you to the phone system since about 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. Now that everybody's got a cell phone, it sort of went out the window. Maybe out in the middle of the boondocks, but I haven't heard of any around here that's still the auto patch.
Okay, good to hear that. And how are you receiving? Pretty good or is it still scratching? Back to you.
Well, it's a little bit of a hiss on your signal, and sometimes the audio drops out. Now, just make sure you're close enough to the microphone. Otherwise, you're okay where you are.
Copy that, and again, it could be that I just was a little far from the microphone. I'll be listening. Thank you.
Okay. Bob, what did we get in email so far tonight?
Nothing. I'm just looking at it here. There's a lot of just rehashing. There's one in here that was kind of interesting that I was reading here from Ben at NTGGE. It says he's got a digital
tune in now, and he's got having problems with channel 11-01 and 11-02. The picture is constantly freezing. So if it's freezing, basically you don't have enough signal. And that's going to be the case, I think, with an awful lot of people that are going to be using those converter boxes. They're used to getting good VHF signals, but in UHF, they're just kind of on the fringe. The other thing was Ed mentioned that it was Saturday night when he sent this, and he said he was listening to Radio Taiwan, but broadcasting not on shortwave, but over the Internet. And he was receiving it on UHF digital channel 29-6, courtesy of his converter box. So channel 29 is WFME, which is the transmitters are in West Orange, although they identify as West Milford, New Jersey, and they've got about 10 channels up there, and I think it's a waste of spectrum, to be honest with you, because all they do is have a test pattern. It says, are you receiving us? And then on one channel they got the weather, and another one they got foreign broadcast. There's really no programming. It just seems like they've got a beacon up there, and they want to see how far they can be heard or seen. So anyway, digital TV. It's going to be some interesting things up there for us to see and hear.
Well, on channel 29, Bob, I've seen actual programming on dash 1 and dash 2, sometimes at the same time. But like you said, most of everything else just has the same banner screen with different audio.
I still can't quite figure it out. West Milford, because their transmitters are over on Rock Spring Road in West Orange. So that's not even close to the point where people that live in West Milford might not even be able to receive it. Not too far from Norfolk, so I'm going to have the radio. Let me see if I can do any military listening down there.
We double, Bob. You going down to Chesapeake?
I'll take the radio with me and see what the military listening is like down there. I'm going to be down there from Monday through... I'll be back either very, very late Wednesday night, or more probably you'll be back on Thursday.
Well, bring a scanner that does UHF military. That gets very busy down there.
Yeah, I know. I'll bring my 996.
Yeah, with all the frequencies in the 200, 300 range, you should be able to pick up some interesting things.
As a comment, these 482 frequencies
that everybody's talking about for simulcasting fire department,
I have not heard anything on them yet, and I've been listening. You know, I can get right dead on the frequency with my R7100, and I haven't heard anything over here, so I'm just wondering really how strong they are. Maybe they're covering the city, but they're not making it out here.
Well, all night long, 482-10625 has simulcast the Manhattan Fire. And ever since I walked in tonight, I had the radio on, and there it was, just constant traffic.
Charlie, the frequency, is it 10625? Sorry to break in, or 01625? It's been reported both ways.
It's 482.10625.
Thank you.
USAM.
Curiosity active right now? No, not at the moment. Okay, well, if you hear, I have it on. If you hear activity, let me know so I can positively say yes or no that I can't hear it out here.
I got a real quick story you might get a kick out of. Let me just make sure I'm not doubling.
For any late check-in. And again, if you're not able to get into the repeaters, drop us an email at nyzxa@yahoo.com. This is N2 and I'll be with the shortwave and scanner list is net. Standing by for additional check-in.
Oh, Whiskey 2 Delta Echo Alpha Mobile. Checking in this morning.
Evening,
Ray. And the next one ended in SAM. What's the previous? Sierra Alpha Mike. I just wanted to ask a quick question.
Okay, sound like somebody doubled with you. Is that Whiskey too?
As in Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Alpha Mike.
Okay. Hey, USAM and Bob, I hear it now on 10625. Alright, SAM, we got you with traffic. Who is the other station?
Got an S1 here. Okay.
USAM, start with your traffic. That's one of the
things. KC2SAM, located out in Old Bridge, New Jersey. I was just wondering, I have actually two questions. Should I keep my old scanners because of the new digital system that is being brought in, and what is the difference between the simulcast frequency and the regular frequency?
Okay, what do you mean by difference?
Delayed in the simulcast frequency that you don't, that we necessarily in the public, in the general public don't hear, or it's everything that we hear as in a live frequency.
Oh no, it's totally live. There's no delay whatsoever. You hear everything. Because I've had my VHF scanner on listening to Manhattan Fire and my scanner on the new frequency, and they both come up the exact same time. There's no echo, there's no half second delay, nothing. It is exact.
W2CML1148.
Yes.
Yeah, the only issue you might have out there in New Jersey is Bob said he's hearing them with an S1. And he's in Burton County. So as you get further away from the city, there may be not enough power to give a clean signal into New Jersey. But here within the city, it seems to be working out pretty good. As far as using your old scanner, use it for everything else. You know, you've got new digital systems coming online. If you don't have a digital scanner, well, then you won't be able to listen to that. you have some of the 800 megahertz frequencies rebanding, you know, part of the whole Nextel deal with public service agencies, so they're shifting frequencies around. If you are listening to an EDAC trunk system, then all you have to do is put in the new frequencies in the correct order, and you can still use your old scanner. For example, New York State Police shifted down 15 megahertz on each of their 5 frequencies. I reprogrammed it into my Bearcat 780, and I can listen to them fine. However, if it was Motorola doing the same thing, all the channels have a different hex code in the lookup table, and there was no way to update that lookup table in the Bearcat 780. So for those systems, I would not be able to follow them as a trunk radio system, but I can use the scanner for other systems.